By playing the National Lottery, you raise £30 million every week for good causes. £30 million. That can build 1 million bee hotels to help the environment. Actually, shouldn't they be called B&Bs instead? Every week, you raise £30 million for good causes. The National Lottery. Your numbers make amazing happen. Players must be 16 or over.
The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
Shoot us a message. We'll toss it out to the group. A little group therapy. Got a message from a listener who says, I've been dating this guy I met online for a few months now. And it was on our second date that we were in his car after an amazing dinner. He was playing music from his phone. Song came on, I wasn't feeling. I grabbed his phone to see what else he had. And I noticed a playlist called Mila's Music. When I asked him who Mila was, he blushed and sheepishly told me that it was his ex and that he hadn't gotten around to deleting it yet.
Okay.
I asked when they broke up and he said early in the early summer. So a few weeks later, he surprised me with coffee from Starbucks. I have a pretty complicated order. He nailed it. But on the side of my cup was written the name Mila. Now, my name is Ella, so maybe he or the barista just got confused, so I let that go. Now, the second strike happened when we were in the bedroom.
Oh, no. Come on.
He called me Mila.
Okay.
I said, sorry, that was the girl you used to date.
Ouch.
He apologized profusely, said it. He was so embarrassed, said it just slipped. Am I completely blind here, or is this all forgivable? So
that's tough because Mila and Ella aren't outstandingly far apart.
Right, exactly. So like the Starbucks order, I could get that. That's a weird coincidence, but I could almost get where, you know, he's like, you know, what's the name on the order or whatever? And he's like, Ella, and they write Mila, or, you know, that happens.
Yeah. But still, I would think that they would hear Ella before they'd hear Mila. Because I feel like Ella is a more
common.
More common name, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. And then the whole playlist thing, and I kind of get that too. Like I have things that, you know, are on my phone that I could have deleted or should have deleted or just haven't deleted just because,
or renamed. You could just rename it
to my music.
Exactly.
right. But here's the thing that I was thinking. I'm like, man, how bold of him after a date to put on a playlist titled his ex.
Right.
Anyways.
I mean, who's got a playlist, honestly, for like chicks? Did you? Do you have like a mixtape?
I did.
For your ladies?
I did make a mixtape. I think one time.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Mood music?
I mean, it was just music that made me like think of that person.
Okay.
More to that effect. Anyways, group therapy.
I don't know. I totally get why this is annoying. I don't know if you break up over it, but it is a reoccurring annoyance for sure.
For sure. Yeah. 502-571-9970. So group therapy, 99.7 DJX. Her boyfriend's ex, her name keeps popping up. First it was a playlist named for her on his phone. Then her Starbucks cup had the ex's name written on it. And then he said her name in the one place you should never, ever, 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 ever say an ex's name.
Never, ever.
Yeah, he insists it's nothing. Now, is she blind to the obvious is kind of the question here.
A lot of people chiming in. Mary Kate said he seems like the one who was broken up with and got into another relationship way too fast. Saying another person's name in that room, bad. Just bad.
I don't have any experience with that, so I don't know. But I have seen enough shows to know that that's bad.
That's bad. That's bad.
Uh-huh.
That is not good.
Right. Mandy messaged us and says, not a coincidence. I was dating a guy and the signs his ex was still in his life were all around. Coming up in conversation. Her mail coming to the apartment.
Oh, wow.
Turns out they had gotten back together. Dump them.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, that right. does put a wrench in the relationship.
Yeah, for sure. Bo texts in and says, that's a breakup. Them names ain't even in the same county.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Her name was Mila. And then, sorry, the ex's name was Mila and her name was
Ella. Her name is Ella.
Yeah. Okay. No, okay. Now get this. We got a message, from a listener, Kara, who says, I was the other woman in this situation. My boyfriend and I broke up because of long distance. A job moved me back close and he was in another relationship. So I tried to keep popping up in his life to cause his current girlfriend to leave.
Uh-oh.
It worked and we're back Uh-oh. Together.
Oh, wow. Oh, congratulations.
That. Wow.
Like, I want to root for him because, like, she had him first and circumstances, yeah. like, tore him apart. Yeah, and now they have a chance.
Right.
But still, it's kind of evil.
I know. Like, I want to know.
Happened again.
I want to know kind of more about that one now. Like, wow, that is
dang.
You're right. You kind of are like, oh, well, cool. You know, they you know,
they distance, found their way back to each other.
Distance tore them apart, but you know, there's fate brought them back.
Collateral damage.
But oh man, all right.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I don't. I think we are at the. I'm kind of where. I'm at the point where it's one of those, okay, chalk it up to being, you know, a coincidence. But all three of those things, I think there's a little bit more there.
Are you on team breakup?
I'm on team, you know, start keeping your distance and saying, hey, maybe you need to work some stuff out with this Mila. And maybe we take a pause for a hot sec.
So wait, you're saying you want to be on a break?
I want,
because listen, we know how breaks go. If there's anything we learned from decades of friends,
breaks,
that doesn't always go well.
Right? Okay.
It's either a break up. I don't know if you hit pause because then things happen in the pause. And then we get, I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. So Kelly,
I feel like he's on probation.
Okay.
Like if it happens again. Maybe
all right.
We're like, okay.
One more strike, mister.
Yeah.
And you're out.
Fourth time and you're out.
Oh, is that what we're saying? Okay, if you want to comment.
I don't know.
@ Ben and Kelly Show, group therapy there.